You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stations for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ, and tonight... I see, you know how your phone listens to everything you talk about, you think about, you have a conversation about a product, and it shows up. So, my phone shows me several things on a consistent basis. Things about Metallica, softball videos, because I coach softball, audio and video technology, because I do audio-video stuff, and funny dog videos. So... today, it popped up an article about the very first time Metallica ever played in the state of Michigan. It was in 1985 at the Royal Oak Music Theater. Metallica opened for Wasp. And we'll talk a little more about it. There was some audio. You can find the whole concert on YouTube as a bootleg, but the audio quality really isn't that good. So we're not going to do that. I will, however, play the first three from the set list. It was a solid hour from the guys that started with Fight Fire with Fire, Ride the Lightning, and The Phantom Lord. So those are your three to start Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time, and the Phantom Lord off Kill 'Em All, Mandatory Metallica with JJ, and that was the opening three of a 13-song set. Well, okay, I guess you could say 12, because one of those was a guitar solo. Metallica, their first time ever playing in the state of Michigan, 1985 in Royal Oak, and they opened for Armored Saint and Wasp. And shortly after that, the band would explode, and Ride the Lightning was just huge. And they, the next time they came back to town, they sold out Joe Louis Arena within a year. So, you know, just how quickly time can change. From bologna on hand sandwiches to selling out arenas across the world. All right, let's get a break, and when I come back, we'll get you some new school Metallica, and then news about the big Carhartt sale for Women's Day that happened on Friday. It was a success, but even a close-to-home success, so stay tuned for that. It's Mandatory Metallica on the Q.
yourself, calling yourself, you have your time. Gotta make them pay. Take it back one day. Out of this day, I'll splatter color.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time, Mandatory Metallica with JJ. And before the weather break there, you had a live version of The Day That Never Comes that was recorded in Paris, France, September 8th, 2017. So last Friday was International Women's Day, and Metallica and the All Within My Hands Foundation teamed up with Carhartt to give out a whole bunch of money and scholarships to the hardworking women of America. And the International Women's Day celebration was a success. $250,000 of scholarships were raised, and one of the institutions, they split it five ways, $50,000 of a Labor of Love grant to support programs given to the Grand Rapids Community College to help the ladies in the welding program. So that's pretty cool. Glad to see they're spreading the wealth in the All Within My Hands Foundation. Metallica's got a lot of money, and it's cool to see them spend it and help people out. Let's get back to the tunes off the Black Album. It's Don't Tread on Me, Mandatory Metallica on the Cue.
Babe, mirror, babe.
The memory remains. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. This is Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ, and I hope you like the show. You can listen to past episodes. Go to Q100Michigan.com, click on the features page, find Mandatory Metallica, and boom, whole bunch of episodes for you to download and enjoy. If you got a suggestion, a request, or just to tell me I smell funny. I don't know, whatever. JJ at BlarneyStoneBroadcasting.com. That's JJ at BlarneyStoneBroadcasting.com. Let's take a break. When I return, those were a couple of short songs, so I think I got a time for a couple long songs.
That was the best one.
Yeah, Lars.
That button was the best one.
The best button.
Inamorata. And I left those last couple bits of lyrics on there because I kind of thought it was funny. I always check the lyrics. If I'm not certain, and that was one of the new songs off 72 Seasons, I want to make sure it didn't, you know, have any bad words in it. It's my job, right? But to have that little bit on the lyrics on the internet, thank you, good night. That was the best one. The button was the best one. The best button. Yep, it was. Well, that was a really long song, so let's close things out with a really short song. How about a cover of Discharge and Free Speech for the Dumb, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.